Welcome into Box Office Quarterbacks. My name is Jeff. Today, we're going to do a little bit of movie news and actually some big movie news that came out of CinemaCon. I know a lot of news has been coming out of there, but this in particular really did catch my eye, and that would be the announcement that Walter Hamada, who used to run DC Films, and Paramount Pictures are going to adapt The Last Ronin into not only a live-action movie, but an R-rated, gritty live-action movie. If you're not familiar with The Last Ronin, this is one of the best written graphic novels I've ever read. Definitely my favorite turtle story of all time, and that's saying a lot. I've been a fan of the Ninja Turtles since I was very, very little. Just to see that announcement, it really did take me by surprise because, you know, I knew they were working on a video game, and I could have expected that to be a mature take on the Turtles, but honestly, I didn't really think a studio, Nickelodeon in particular, would have the guts to release an R-rated version of one of their most beloved franchises and put it on the big screen. This story is just so good, and it's really going to take a lot of care and not a lot of watering down. If you're not familiar with the story, we're set in a post-apocalyptic New York City. The grandson of Shredder is now the de facto ruler of New York City, and there is one turtle left to try to defend New York from this new world. It is later revealed to be Michelangelo as the Last Ronin. And if you know Mikey from, you know, the comic books, the animated series, and, you know, the movies that we've gotten over the past 30 plus, almost 40 years of Ninja Turtles content, you know that he is the goofy one. He's the guy who loves pizza and skateboarding and basically like a typical surfer dude and how they were portrayed in the 80s and 90s. This totally turns that on his head. Basically, Mikey is like the Punisher. He is going after everybody that has wronged his family. This is a very dark, dark story that is being adapted to the big screen. You have April O'Neil's daughter, who plays a big role in the source material here. And it's just some of the best, you know, comic book stories or pages that you'll ever read. It's just really, really good. And the fact that we're going to get a gritty live action version, I think, is surprising, not really out of the realm of what you've seen from Ninja Turtles content in the past, though. If you do look at the original movie from 1990, that movie was very, very dark, very, you know, set in a gritty New York City. And I think that obviously that's a take we're going to get. And just if we could go back to that tone, I really think that the hardcore fans of this franchise would really love that, because as much as I do love Secret of the Ooze, it is a very different movie than the first Ninja Turtles movie, where they go for a lighter tone. The turtles don't really use their weapons so much in that movie, and that was mostly due to the backlash of the first. But if we do go back to that tone, I'm going to be super psyched. I also would love to see the turtles back in rubber suits again, like a guy in a suit, like practical effects. That is what looks the best when it comes to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Like, you got the Michael Bay produced Platinum Dunes version of the Ninja Turtles, which came out in the early 2010s. And those movies just, they didn't do it for me. Like, the CGI made them look like CGI Shreks. And it's funny because the new movie that came out, the new animated movie, Mutant Mayhem, which is a big reason that this movie is happening because of the success of that movie, they make fun of the turtles in there and say, hey, they look like a bunch of little baby Shreks. And I thought that was hilarious. You know, the Mutant Mayhem universe is going to continue for the younger generation that is now discovering the Ninja Turtles, because we have, you know, Nickelodeon airing Ninja Turtles TV series, and the Mutant Mayhem movie did so well, written by Seth Rogen, and the animation style was just, it was gritty, it was unique, and it really did stand out. And that's hard to do these days when it comes to animated movies. You know, we have a lot of Spider-Verse clones and things of that nature. So I am excited for what's in store. I know Walter Hamada does have a very checkered recent past when it comes to the movies he's put out. He was put in charge of DC Films, I think, in 2018, oversaw like Shazam and Black Adam. And, you know, those were hit or miss. But yeah, you have the guy who is writing the new movie with Bill Skarsgård, Boy Kills World. And from the trailer, that is very gritty, very crazy looking. So I am down to see that tone as a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fan and just seeing it move forward. So I honestly thought maybe we were going to get an animated movie one day of The Last Ronin, because the story is very, very dark, very complicated. And it is going to definitely take a lot of care to put it on screen. But yeah, nevertheless, you know, this is probably going to move up my list of most anticipated movies. Like, Paramount is really knocking it out of the park lately. And that's saying something when you're going against like what's going on at Warner Brothers or what Disney is doing. To have a studio that really has the balls to put out a movie like this, I think that is something that's going to speak volumes to the fans. Because honestly, the fans of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles at this point are 30s, early 30s, mid 30s, early 40s. Like, we are getting up there, and we're down for more mature stories, more mature filmmaking. I think that, you know, Robert Rodriguez, who was a big fan of this graphic novel, he even wrote the foreword for it because he was so blown away by reading The Last Ronin for the first time. I would love to see Robert Rodriguez direct the live action version of this movie. Just go watch El Mariachi or Desperado, any of his movies. That's the tone I think we're going for here. That would be a huge win. But yeah, this is the early days. There's still a long way to go from getting this movie off the ground. The script is still being written, but let me know what you guys think of The Last Ronin being turned into a live action R-rated motion picture. Drop us a line in the comments. Follow us here on YouTube or on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Follow us on social media. We'll be back very, very soon. Me and Ahmed are finally going to do Monkey Man. That episode is coming. We'll talk about Fallout and some more episodes coming your way very, very soon. But my name is Jeff. This has been a solo edition of Box Office Quarterbacks. We will talk to you guys very, very soon.